Your Journey Home.
Brought to you by Paul Singh of Singh Entertainment.
A.R. Rahman live in concert at the Oracle Arena in Oakland.
Come and be part of this historic journey.
The Journey Home.
For tickets and sponsorship, please call Paul Singh on
209-604-2543 or visit
www.singentertainment.com.
उसल पाव हो तो ऐसा बाबा और मक्की की रोटी और सरसों का साग भी लाजवाब है।
चाट भवन।
हाँ हाँ, उंगलियाँ चाटते रह जाओगे।
अब और क्या कहना, ये तो चाट का भवन है।
चाट भवन
लोकेटेड एट 5355 मौरी एवेन्यू इन फ्रीमॉन्ट।
दे ऑल्सो डू ऑन साइट केटरिंग।
विजिट chatbhavan.com और कॉल देम ऑन 5107951100।
Heard on KLOK 1170 AM are created by independent producers. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLOK 1170 AM.
For more information on how you can get your own show on KLOK 1170 AM,
send us an email
to KLOK 1170 AM at AOL.com or call our business office at 408-440-0851. That's 408-440-0851.
You're listening to KLOK 1170 AM, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, and the entire Bay Area.
Sapne salamat dosto. Welcome to Jeans, T-shirt and Tie, the only Desi talk show of its kind anywhere in the whole world. Have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Then this show is dedicated to you and for you. The show is for entrepreneurs, dreamers, investors, techies, and non-techies. Anyone and everyone that has a dream.
Our host, Rohit Chandra, himself has started several companies in Silicon Valley, raised millions of dollars in equity financing, and has inventions that are currently being used by hundreds of millions of users on the web.
Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है, बस इतना सा ख्वाब है।
सपने सलामत दोस्तों, सपने सलामत। वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ सपने सलामत विद रोहित चंद्रा। This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, dreamers, investors, technical people and non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream. And as you know by now, we are on every Saturday at noon. As you also know, this is a non-commercial show. Singular goal to promote entrepreneurship and help you realize your dreams. So no money has been paid, no money has been received by anybody to make an appearance on today's show. And really think of this show as a helpline for startups. We get a lot of questions. So if you have a question related to startups, feel free to call into the studios. Our phone number here is 408-912-KLOK. That's 408-912-5565. We'll try and answer your question as best as we can. If for some reason we can't, we will defer it to somebody that will be able to answer your question. So folks, feel free to call in. Again, phone number is 408-912-5565. Last week, we started a show and that was a really interesting show, and we were talking about age versus entrepreneurship. We were talking about how old an entrepreneur is and what are the various factors that come into being a successful entrepreneur. Can you be a successful entrepreneur at 15 years of age, at 25 years of age, at 35, 45, 55? So we had a very interesting discussion around that whole topic. And so much so that we decided right then and there, actually last week while we were doing this show, to have a follow-on show. So we're going to continue that discussion and talk a little more today about age versus entrepreneurship. Now, to do that, what we also done is we brought in two very interesting people into the studios who are both aspiring entrepreneurs. And we've tried to cover what I think would be a very interesting piece of the pie here. We've got a 16-year-old young lady who's an aspiring entrepreneur. Sushmita, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And we also have with us 45-year-old Bhaskar, who's also an aspiring entrepreneur.
Thank you very much for having me here.
No, real pleasure to have both of you here. So we're trying to figure out what the various opinions, perspectives are for entrepreneurship. And as I'm talking about this age, another very interesting thing that happened, I think last week was when we did this first show around age of entrepreneurship. And this morning, actually, TechCrunch carried an article which is talking about age of entrepreneurship. Actually, it's talking not entrepreneurship. It's talking about the deep, dark secrets of Silicon Valley. And to quote it exactly, TechCrunch says, this is an article, says Silicon Valley's dark secret, it's all about age. And oddly or interestingly enough, this article is written by Vivek Wadhwa, who was a guest on our show, gosh, a couple of months back. So interesting, I think, how suddenly we are all thinking about age and the role age plays in entrepreneurship. So give a quick recap. I think one of the things we talked about last week, we were talking about two natural peaks in life when people tend to becoming entrepreneurs. And the first peak comes for most people in their early 20s kind of thing. And the second peak we mentioned comes in around the mid 40s. So those are the two natural peaks that studies have identified when people become entrepreneurs. And we've also found in technology, Kaufman Foundation did a research study and discovered that the average age for the tech entrepreneur was 39 years old. And they did a full spectrum on that. We won't get into much details of that. We also briefly talked about Michael Dell and Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who all been young entrepreneurs who started. Basically, Michael Dell was an entrepreneur at age 15. Larry Page became an entrepreneur at age 26-ish, and so did Sergey Brin. But it's kind of interesting how these guys started out, and the young 20-something-year-olds that started companies with dreams and ambitions to conquer the world, literally, and they started doing that. But we've got a call coming in. I'm going to grab that real quick here. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, is it Rohit?
This is he. You're live on air.
Hey, Rohit. This is Anand. I have a question related to one of the websites that I've created.
Fire away, Anand.
Okay, so see, I've created a website that's similar to Facebook, but it's more meant for people who are obese and overweight.
Okay.
It supports the socially networked. I'm looking for folks, more like college interns, who can help me with some kind of HTML programming and stuff like that. So I want to kind of get some input from you in terms of where can I go to seek that kind of skill set, and would I need any kind of funding to even start my company at that level, or I can just continue at a very small level that I'm doing in terms of building my website by myself. Since you have your own website of Rohit.com, which I've seen, I'm kind of curious to know from you your experience, how you built that website, and how did you collect the skill sets and the funding to build that website?
Anand, I like your question. It's a very interesting way to plug your business without actually calling out the name of your business and get some advertising. So I actually commend you for it. No, I think there's lots of different ways. One of the ways that I found that's worked and ways that I've talked to other entrepreneurs that have worked is people will actually go out to university campuses, whether it be San Jose State or it be De Anza or Santa Clara University or Stanford, and go to the HR departments or go to the placement departments and say that, you know, I'm looking for interns. Do you have folks that are willing to come out and do internships? So that's one way of locating college students that are interested in doing those kinds of things. But having said that, I think another thing that you should really keep in mind is if you're looking to build a serious business out of it, not to scoff at this 15, 16-year-old college kid, but you got to be really careful what kind of skills that they do possess to be able to build a website that will scale. So I'm also going to, here, I have a college, or I have a 16-year-old in the studio, so I'm going to let her chime in.
Yeah, I didn't fully hear the question, but... you know, you shouldn't completely undermine what we 16-year-olds can do. I'm part of this organization called Future Business Leaders of America. And if you're from the Santa Clara County, there are tons and tons of chapters in high schools. And, you know, these kids are so talented. They're designing websites that are fully functional for, like, enrolling members in it. They're keeping track of money. And it's incredible what these people are doing. So if you are looking for interns, I know at least my chapter at Homestead would be, like, more than willing to, you know, get in contact with you. You can approach high schools even, I think. You know, young people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, the first opportunity they get to be part of that real world is, I think, something all of us would love. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really glad to get that, you know, answer. And I'm not part of the Santa Clara County. I live in Fremont.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think that is restricting me from reaching out to these folks, does it?
Excellent.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't. So how would I reach out to them, Rohit, if I want to reach out to the Santa Clara County high school, university grads or, you know, interns? How would I reach out? I mean, what's the best way to reach out to them?
Why don't you do this? Send us an email to radio@rohit.com.
Okay.
And we've got a couple of connections here who will connect you up with the right people there.
Okay. And when you started this website, Rohit.com, I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Did you have some kind of a funding model that you had? And did you register in, like, Google AdSense and all those websites to have these things searched? Or did you wait for some time before the site became commercial to do that?
Well, I'll answer it a couple of different ways. So first of all, Rohit.com is a little bit of a more model where I don't think we've been able to get 16-year-olds to program, because as much respect that I have for the 16 to 18 to 25-year-olds, I think when you're looking to build something to scale for the millions and millions of users, unfortunately, they haven't had the opportunity to build something that will scale for millions of users. So we did not use those resources. Two, in terms of using something like Google AdSense, I think Google AdSense is fantastic for folks that use Google AdSense, but Google AdSense is first and foremost fantastic for Google. And Google is Google today, I think, first and foremost because of AdSense and rather than even search, because the kind of virality it gave Google is just unbelievable. So, no, we haven't been very focused on Google AdSense at all.
Okay. I don't know, my question more was, what time would you advise somebody like me who have a website, which I think it's going to become similar to Facebook, but for more obese and overweight people, they're very focused on them. So how would I hit it to the market and make it searchable in Google and Bing and Yahoo and stuff like that?
So
what would be the right time?
So let me sort of answer that two ways. First of all, I hate to burst your bubble, but I say there's 500 million users that are on Facebook today. I hope there's not 500 million obese people on this planet that will want to get onto this new property that you're creating, because that would really suck for mankind. So having said that, I think, yes, it's a good thing that you're trying to create a social network for obese folks, but I don't think it'll be, it has the, it's not a matter of I don't think, I think the market size is just not big as that.
It's curious, yeah, go ahead.
To answer your other question, there's this whole bunch of stuff that everybody calls SEO, which is called search engine optimization, and SEM, which people call search engine marketing, where basically the bots from Google and the various other search engines will come out and crawl your pages and figure out how relevant your page is to what. And that's mushroomed into an industry which, in my own humble opinion, is actually an industry much like the lobbying industry in Washington, D.C. That's really what it is. Like, how do I get to be the top? That's what lobby says. How do I get laws to work to my business? And so you pay somebody else, that'll come out and optimize stuff for you. And again, beauty of Google is you put in SEO, you put in SEM, there'll be all kinds of advertisers that are paying top dollar to get your business.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So that would be a good way that I would suggest you could probably do this.
Okay. So I just want to make one comment on the statement you made about the market size. I did some research, and the number of obese people in the world, obese and overweight people in the world, is more than a billion. So my guesstimate, if I go even conservatively, if 1% of that crowd registers into my website, that's a big crowd I'm looking at. So to begin with.
Absolutely. But I think I'm only contrasting that to saying the number of people that are on this planet is over 6 billion. So already your market size, assuming your statistic is correct, is 1/6 of what Facebook's market size is.
Right. No, I'm pretty early in the stage to even get to that point, but I just want to get some ideas around what will be a good time to get into AdSense, because you need to keep paying these guys once you get into AdSense, and I don't want to keep paying these guys until I start making some money out of it, right?
So, right. In fact, I'm a very staunch believer that if you're building a consumer web property, you should assume that you have a $0 marketing budget. It has to grow virally. It has to grow organically. If you want to start marketing to consumers, you could spend an entire fortune and have nothing to show for it at the end of the day. So you really have to figure out how to make your business viral slash organic.
Okay, I'm really not sure I'm getting the viral part of it. If you can elaborate that for a bit, that'll be good.
Sure. So viral marketing has been viewed by different people in lots of different ways, and I'll give you my definition of viral marketing, which I am very vehemently believe in. And again, I'd throw that out there. If somebody else disagrees with my definition, has a perspective, and I'd be happy to hear that. I think viral marketing means marketing where basically there is an interaction between two people, and the focus of that interaction is your product. So examples of that would be companies like PayPal, which is give me money, send me money. Okay? YouTube, which is look at my videos.
Okay.
Right? Skype says talk to me. That is viral. When you talk about Google, Google is not viral because somebody says there is no interaction between two people that says that. Now, Google, on the other hand, does a fantastic job on what is called word of mouth marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you say, Google this. Google has it's clearly a verb today.
Right.
Just like Xerox is a verb, you know? Go Xerox this. So Google is a verb today. Why don't you go Google this? Nobody says go Yahoo it or go Bing it or go Alta Vista it or go InfoSeek it or go whatever else it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's a verb. So that's word of mouth marketing. But viral marketing is that the focus of the interaction is the product itself.
Okay.
Facebook has crossed over into that part where I say, you know, people will talk to each other and say, are you on Facebook? Find me on Facebook. Let's connect on Facebook.
Exactly.
So that's viral. But nobody says, I'll see you on Google. So that's the distinction. So viral marketing is a very simple. And similarly, that's kind of what I'm trying to do with Ruhit is saying, make highlights and say, look at my highlights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the focus of the interaction is the product itself.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Rohit. I didn't get the name of the lady, but thanks to the
My name is Sushmita.
Sushmita, thank you, Sushmita.
Absolutely.
I will drop an email to you, Rohit, and I will take it from there. Hope I can connect with Sushmita too through you.
We will happily connect you, Anand. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Sapne Salamat. Bye.
Do you use Ruhit to make highlights?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everything I highlight is automatically saved and clipped for me.
So, what's the benefit?
What's the benefit, you ask? Let me tell you. Everything I highlight is automatically filed for me. So, for example, if I'm doing a search for something using Google or whatever, typically I have to go through several pages. And on each page, there is only a part of the page that I'm interested in. I just highlight the portions of the page that are of interest to me. Ruhit automatically, behind the scenes, saves all my highlights for me. I can then just go and see everything in my collection on one page.
That sounds pretty nifty.
Yeah, get this. I can then further cherry pick and combine them. What that does is, it shows me all the underlying pages with highlights as one page.
Wow! Okay, I am impressed. How do I sign up? What does it cost?
Ha! Get this. It's all free and you don't even have to sign up or fill out any registration forms.
Sweet! Okay, I'm going to go download it right now.
Cool! By the way, thought I'd mention, there is no download requirement either.
This is too good to be true.
Try it. What have you got to lose? Ruhit is fabulous.
Highlight the web.
Go Ruhit!
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Are you behind on or having difficulty making your mortgage payments? If you or anyone you know is facing foreclosure and looking for answers, please contact us right away for a free consultation. Contact Sean Nasir, 209-603-3737, or go to www.georealtyusa.com. That's G-O-G-E-O realtyusa.com. California Department of Real Estate, license number 01475435.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show. And please send out a company-wide email on your Dacey email alias about the show. Have you ever received a link to your webpage in your email, or have you ever shared a webpage with anyone? Do not copy and paste and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the webpage before you send it or share it? Just type Ruhit.com before any web URL, for example, Ruhit.com/Google.com, and your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text and see it instantly get highlighted in color, and it automatically gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights on that page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computer. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast, no fine print, and totally hassle-free. Try it out, ROOHIT.com. And now let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing and started several companies in Silicon Valley. He's also a prolific inventor and himself has been written up in over 300 top international publications, such as Business Week, New York Times, and Wall Street Journal, just to name a few.
तारे तोड़ लाओ सारी दुनिया पर मैं छाऊं बस इतना सा ख्वाब है बस इतना सा ख्वाब
है सपने सलामत फोक्स वेलकम बैक यू लिसनिंग टू सपने सलामत विद रोहित चंद्र सो आई हैव इन द स्टूडियोस विद मी अ 16 ईयर ओल्ड एस्पायरिंग एंटरप्रेन्योर एंड अ 45 ईयर ओल्ड aspiring entrepreneur, and we have an article in TechCrunch that comes about Silicon Valley's dark secret. It's all about age. All today's. I'm going to pick up a quote from this article, and I'm going to throw a question at Sushmitra to see her reaction. This story says, companies prefer to hire young, inexperienced engineers.
All right. Well, I don't know about the inexperienced part, but I definitely think that...
Isn't that inexperienced?
No. Well, I mean, just looking from the company's perspective, I don't see why anyone would want to hire someone inexperienced in the first place, because wouldn't you want to hire the best in every field? That's just my thoughts. But in terms of the age, I definitely think that the younger, the better, but within reason.
Where is that line for reason? See, one of the other quotes in this article says, the older worker likely has a family and needs to leave by 6 p.m., whereas the young can pull all-nighters. What do you think, Bhaskar?
That's actually, I don't agree with that, even though it might be true, because many of the people, particularly comparatively older people like myself, for example, we pull in long hours. And also, if you have a geographically dispersed teams, it calls for long hours and odd hours to work. And there are definitely family commitments that one has to work with. There is no doubt about it. But I don't believe that it is an hindrance to be able to do the work that they need to do. I think that kind of gets compensated by their efficiency, their ability to see things in a broader perspective, and prioritizing the right kind of work that they have to do to finish faster.
Well, I mean, it's interesting for you to sort of say that. But I think the fact of the matter always comes down to the fact that the 40-something-year-old has a family to go back to, and he cannot put in the long hours that a 20-something-year-old can. And that's sort of really what it comes down to. So the question is the 20-something-year-old willing to compromise his quality of life, and the 40-something-year-old is not willing to compromise the quality of life?
I would actually put it the other way. The 20-something will probably also have a social life that they want to get back to. Right, so in the evenings, whatever, they want to meet their girlfriend or a boyfriend, go out with their friends for a beer, whatever. So I think everybody has a social life. I think as you grow older, your quote-unquote social life turns more towards a family life as opposed to having, you know, going out and having fun with you know, your friends and so on. So I think the social life exists regardless of your age.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate and say, doesn't the fire get put out by that point? For the 20-something-year-old, they still has that fire. And they say, you know what? The boyfriend can wait or the girlfriend can wait. First, I want to make $1 billion or $1 gazillion.
So there's no doubt the level of energy for a young entrepreneur or a worker or an employee is very, very high. There is no doubt about it, right? Whether it is because of the youth or is it because of the lack of, quote-unquote, lack of social life, I do not know. But as I said earlier, I think it does get compensated by the older generation's experience and their wisdom, if you will, and their ability to be able to prioritize work in the right fashion.
Well, yeah, I definitely agree. I also think that I think regardless of your age, that motivation, that drive you have is really what's key to being an entrepreneur, because it's not an easy task. I mean, you're going to face...
Well, let's talk about it. For somebody that started being an entrepreneur at age 16, you don't succeed at 20, you don't succeed at 25, you don't succeed at 30, you don't succeed at 35.
Necessarily.
I'm building a profile of the guy who's going to become an entrepreneur at age 55, and mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, he's gotten beaten down for 30 years.
Right.
How much fire is this guy going to have?
Well, then maybe entrepreneurship isn't his forte, you know? Like, maybe. I think that might be a little circumstantial. But what it boils down to is really, like, how much are you willing to put in that effort? Of course, you know, if you repeatedly see these, for lack of a better word, failures,
well,
of course, it's going to...
The way I think of it is not even necessarily a failure. People get jaded with life. So when you're doing your first venture as a 20-something-year-old, you want to build a company worth $1 gazillion.
Mm-hmm.
And either it works or it doesn't work. 99.99% of the time it doesn't work, but 0.1% of the time it does work, mm-hmm. and that gets you fame. The problem is that by the time you get to age 55, you're not looking for $1 gazillion. You're happy with a bazillion or $10 million or $100 million. You're just saying, like, listen, that's a boatload of money.
So let me put it this way. I think when you cross a certain age barrier, if you will, I think you're more realistic about what you can achieve. When you're in when you're in 20s, you want to change the world.
Exactly my
right?
point.
So I think we have a call.
Okay. Let's see what this caller has to say. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. There is a discussion like about hours of working for younger people and older people.
Yes, Sapna Salamat, caller, what is your name?
Yeah, my name is Raj.
Raj, Sapna Salamat, my friend.
Captain Salamat.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So the discussion is not so much around hours, but the discussion is around age.
Yeah, but like I just wanted to point to that age factor. Like, you know, why we are thinking about working more than 8 hours? I mean, whether it's older or younger. I mean, working more than 8 hours is going to get a poor quality, no matter whether it's a young or old. So why not think in that way rather than thinking whether young people are going to work faster or going to put more hours, or older people are going to put less hours, not more than 8 hours. But why? The question is, why you want people to work more than 8 hours?
So the response to that is sure. No, I hear you. So let me respond to that. I think first of all, 8 is a number that you made up. Why is it not 18?
Which one?
You said 8. I said, why did you say 8 and not 18?
8 and 18. I can't hear you actually.
Okay. All right. Seems like we have a bad connection. So I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to answer the question. So keep listening. So I think the caller said 8 hours. And 8 is a number that we've built up because that's what society has sort of created as an 8-hour number work
right.
day. But we're really not talking about the work day from a working guy. We're talking from an entrepreneur. For mm-hmm. an entrepreneur, there is no notion of 8 or 7 or 5. It's just saying it's really hitting milestones and hitting milestones in your own life. And that's what you're trying to accomplish over there. So anyways, so coming back to what we were talking about, the guy, as they get older, they get a little jaded.
Right. So that's true. I mean, but lack of energy, I think it is more mental, if you will, you know, rather than being physical. If you think you're young, I don't see any reason why you cannot put in the kind of effort that is required to be an entrepreneur. Whether it is 20 or 30, 40, 50. Last week, you had a caller who was in his 50s, I believe.
58, yes, I
58,
remember.
58, and he said he was into his third company or whatever.
Yes, I
right?
remember that caller very well, and he had the passion in his voice where I knew that he was all fired up and ready to do a venture.
And, yeah. Exactly, and he had a $100 million company at the age of 21. And he said he lost everything, and then he built something else, and then he lost, and then he was on to something else again.
Right, yeah, I remember he said we were doing some trading, and he lost $18 million.
Yes.
That's actually another a point. Like, when you're 20-something years old, and you know, part of entrepreneurship is the losses that you concur. I mean, 8 out of 10 of the businesses that you try to venture into are going to probably not be successful, right? So at that young age, when you do lose everything, what that means to that 20-year-old is probably significantly different from that 50 or 60-year-old who's lost everything at that age, you know, when they're trying to do their venture, which is why sometimes it's more beneficial to start at a young age, because you have your a span of life theoretically to build up again and to learn from your mistakes.
You have time to recover.
Exactly, right. Recovery time and improvement time, because you learn from every mistake, quote unquote.
All right, let's make this a little bit more interesting, and I'm going to argue the point from the completely opposite point of view. Phone number to the studio is 408-912-5565. And so I'm going to go and say, you know what? The 55-year-old guy, he's seen life. He knows what mistakes not to make. He's seen what mistakes the young kids are making. And he knows exactly how to get things done, and he knows how to manage people, and he knows where to go. And best of all, he has the Rolodex. He knows people in right places because his peers have done things when he's looking to do a deal. So let's argue that the 55-year-old guy is going to make a better entrepreneur than the 25-year-old.
Well, you'd have to define what it means to be a better. Is it more revenue, or is it just better ideas? How would you describe a better entrepreneur?
Excellent repartee. I'd say a better entrepreneur is someone who's going to create more value, better shareholder value.
Okay.
All right, we've got a couple of calls on hold. I'm going to grab one of these. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Very well. Sapne Salamat.
Hi, Sapne Salamat. This is Alok from San Francisco.
Go ahead, Alok.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur myself as well. I'm a cab driver as well as I have a startup company.
Lovely.
Called Home Decor. I import from India.
Lovely.
The thing is, like, entrepreneur is like the people who do, mostly people want to have a good job and safe, secure life. But entrepreneurs want to go out of their way and want to do something what they love. You know, want to be indifferent, you know. Mm-hmm. So age is just does not matter. I was reading an article regarding Ratan Tata.
Uh-huh.
He's 78 mm-hmm. years old.
Right.
And I think he works 16 hours a day still in age of 78, you know. And he's an entrepreneur as well as very famous industrial in India.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I think it's not about, like, age. It's about, like, how much you love what you do, you know?
No, I think you make some good points, but these are all isolated incidents, or not even incidents, isolated individuals. And
mm-hmm.
the commonality that we find is whenever we're looking at these isolated individuals, all the largest mm-hmm. success stories stem from folks that started becoming entrepreneurs at younger ages. It's very hard to find successful, isolated cases of older entrepreneurs of similar levels of success.
Another thing, like, for me, what I think is, like, a success is a journey, not a destination. So, I mean, like, you cannot measure success, like, for compared to age. Like, some people have a success for, like, 100 million in 35. Some people have a success for 50 million is 45, you know. So, like, it's a journey. And journeys keep...
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting perspective you're taking, Alok. For me, personally, I don't think success is a journey. I think success is definitely a metric and it's a destination. The question is this destination a $10 million destination, a $1 million destination, or a $10 billion destination?
Mm-hmm.
But success in the context of entrepreneurship is definitely a destination. But I'll definitely give more thought to what you had to say. And before I let you go, I have a quick question. Would you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 34.
Young guy.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah.
we wish you much luck. Keep listening. Sapne
Salamat. Thank you, and really nice show, guys. I really like it.
Thank you. So phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. We're talking about age and entrepreneurship. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, my name is Ish, and I was listening to your conversation, and I have an answer to your question.
Ish, Sapne Salamat, first and foremost, my friend.
Okay, Sapne Salamat to you.
Thank you. So,
okay, my answer is, you know, both old as well as young have a definite, you know, chances of success, but out of 100 people, old have less dreams and younger have more dreams. But if an older person has a dream, he has more chances of success than a younger person.
Why do you say that?
Because, you know, if he has a dream and the experience both make a wonderful combination.
I like what you're saying. I honestly do. I can't argue with that.
But then out of 100 people, you know, less people will have a dream at the older age because they come to reality. And young people have more dreams, but then they don't have the experience. So
that's exactly why we say Sapne Salamat, keep those dreams alive.
So I am one of the young person of 60 who has a dream.
Of 60?
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Fantastic. No, we love to keep those dreams alive for each one of you and for each one of us as well.
Especially for the
old
people.
No.
The old is only in your mind.
Exactly.
I would say.
So true. Exactly. Yeah. So true. Age is in your mind. Old is in your mind. Age is a number. I mean, this is all true. They're cliches, but they're true.
You know, what I think, Ish, is, you know, it doesn't matter when you start something. I think what you start is probably more important.
That's true.
So when, basically, you know, referring to the age, it doesn't really matter as long as you know what you want to do and you know where you want to get to. And, you know, frankly, that's where I'm heading towards as well. And just to quote, Rohit from a couple of weeks ago when, Rohit, you were quoting Mark Twain.
Yes.
Right? Sir. So it kept coming back to my mind. I said, you know, what you're saying right now, when I'm in my 40s, I'm looking 20 years back and say what I didn't achieve.
Exactly.
Right? So 20 years from today, I don't want to look back and say, you know, what I didn't do when I was 45.
Yep.
Okay, so it is never too late to do anything. And, you know, it is basically keep looking out, find the right idea, have the passion to go and pursue it.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat that quote. It's one of my favorite quotes. And actually, I'm not going to quote, but I'm going to paraphrase that. Basically, what Mark Twain said is, in 20 years from now, you're going to regret all the things that you did not do, as opposed to regretting the things that you did do. And then he goes on to say, you know, leave the safe harbor, go take risks and do various things. But bottom line reality sitting here, I can see that is, if you look back, your regrets are fundamentally around the things that you did not do. Like, what if I had done this? What if I had done that? And that's what I want to encourage my listeners who say, folks, do not do that. One life to live. Go embrace it. Go do the things that you need to do. Don't come back and say, I wish I had done this. And yeah, no, I completely agree with you, Ish. It's all about passion and dreaming and vision. And if you have this passion, if you can keep those dreams alive, there is nothing. So in isolation or in individuals, I think age is irrelevant and immaterial. But as a generalization, I think age plays a significant role.
So can
I? It's a combination of, you know, what time you start and what you start. It's a combination of both, you know. If you start something earlier than when it should have started, then you may fail, you know. And it's a combination of time and what product you start. It's a combination of both the things.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So, well, great. Thank you so much for your call. I've got producer signaling pretty... Yes, we really, really need to take a break. But we're going to continue keep talking about age versus entrepreneurship. And phone number to studios is 408-912-5565. We'll be right back.
Did you get my email?
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the project that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles. Kathy's going to do the next 5. And can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Rohit.com. Rohit.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Hey, Bibi, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karun, beti ka homework karaun, kya kya karun, kab padun?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Ruhit? Use Ruhit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai. Main next time karta hoon.
Ruhit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. ROOHIT.com.
If you want me to read it, use Ruhit.
You're listening to Sapne Salamat, and if you'd like to advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, call 408-469-4192. That's 408-469-4192. People spend a lot of money on radio advertising every single year. In fact, $20 billion every year. So if you're recruiting, looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is a great show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio. And folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters, skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. Ruhit is simplifying your life online. It is one of the 25 most popular apps on Google Toolbar and has served up millions of highlighters. Visit Ruhit.com to see how you can simplify your life on the web. And now, let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing and started several companies in Silicon Valley. He's also working on a Web 2.0 startup.
All right, folks. Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. You're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I think you have a great topic. I think the entrepreneurship comes with the age. I think the younger you start your own business at a young age, your success chances are very high. But if somebody starts at, say, late 50s or early 60s in their career, the chances are, they're not going to start that, entrepreneurship at that age.
Caller, what is your name?
My name is Roger.
Roger, okay, go ahead.
So I think, starting at an early age does give you a good shot at becoming successful, because if you fail in one venture, you have the energy and the time to start another venture. So
let me literally play devil's advocate and argue back with you, Roger, and say, you know what? Becoming an entrepreneur older at a later stage in life, I already have some savings that if I fail, I'm okay. So wouldn't it be easier for an older guy to become an entrepreneur?
But if you look at the cases, I mean, how many older people have become very successful entrepreneurs? They might have that comfort in the mind that they have the money if the venture fails, but the chances of doing that is very, very remote.
Well, Roger. Just to dispute that statement, Sam Walton started the first Walmart store at age 44 years old. And Sam Walton was 44 when he started the first Walmart, which, and by the way, the Walton family is probably the richest family in the world today. I think last year Forbes did a list of the 10 richest Americans, and 5 out of the 10 were Walton heirs.
So in fact, Rohit, just to add to that, never forget Narayan Murthy and Nandan Nilkani of Infosys. You know, they were in their late 30s and early 40s when they started Infosys, and look at where Infosys is today.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about, 40 is a fairly young age. I'm talking about...
We love you for that comment alone, Roger.
I was talking about guys starting out late 50s or early 60s. The chances are very remote. But early 40s in this country is a fairly, young age.
But, depending on what your commitments are, even 50s and 60s, you probably have a lot more time at your hand, particularly if your kids have already gone to college and you have plenty of time, you have the right connections, you hopefully have saved enough money, et cetera, et cetera. So it may not be, again, a bad time to start a business if you have the right idea. So it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It doesn't really matter when you start, as long as you start something and you believe in it and you have the passion and the energy and the perseverance to stay. I give it to you when you say that when you're 60 years old, your runway in life, at least, is probably much shorter when you're, let's say, 20. There is no doubt about that. That's a fact that we all have to live with.
But 60 is the new 50, and 50 is the new 40.
Absolutely.
Right. So I think the entrepreneurship is, it starts at a fairly young age. You start out throwing the newspaper, you start out
doing some, so you have some interest to earn the money.
That's absolutely but right. That's exactly what Michael Dell did, age 15, selling magazine subscriptions.
Exactly. I mean, you don't wake up like when you're like in the early 50s and say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, because your mindset is already there. It's hard for you to change at that age.
Roger, let me make it interesting. So you're 50 years old, not you specifically, but some listener out there 50 years old, never been an entrepreneur, and now he's listening to Sapna Salamat, and he's thinking, wait a minute, there's an entrepreneur that's been hiding inside me for the last 50 years. Now, if this entrepreneur decides to break out of this 50-year-old, isn't he a new entrepreneur, young, passionate, ready to go?
Well, you have a good point there. I mean,
In
a subtle way,
It's
good that you're promoting your show, and you know, I like your show, by the way.
Like we said, Roger, this is not commercial. We are not looking to make money out of this venture. We really are looking to have people live out their dreams and be inspired and go start businesses. So this is an honest-to-goodness effort to bring entrepreneurship more to the forefront.
You know, a lot of ideas are killed when you do a lot of analysis. Analysis is paralysis. If you analyze anything too deeply, you'll end up not taking the decision.
That's sort of true because it's a nice cliche, but at the same time, I think I want to provoke thoughts in people's minds, and I'm not looking to provide a solution. I don't have the answer. I don't know whether 18 is the right age, or 28 or 48 or 58, but I want every listener out there to think about saying, like, what is holding me back from being an entrepreneur? Why can I not be an entrepreneur? Why do I think about getting a job? Why don't I think about starting a company or starting a business or doing something which gives them personal satisfaction? So that's really what the goal is. But I really appreciate your call.
Thank you, Rohit.
No, thank you for calling. Sapna Salamat, my friend. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Kalpana.
Kalpana, Sapna Salamat.
Sapna Salamat. So I've been hearing the discussions about age. That's the topic, right?
It is indeed.
Okay. So my perspective goes here. I think entrepreneurship is an attitude, is a passion, and it comes over a specific time. It could happen when you're 1 year old or a 5 year old, when the surroundings of besides you are making you an entrepreneur. For my personal life, I could tell you, just to start with, I'm not an entrepreneur as of yet, nor have I made $1 million, but I can just tell you the passion I've been carrying since a child. When my siblings were in third grade, they had this thing. They would just pass their books to the second graders and just let go.
Yeah.
And here I would come as a first grader and say, hey, they don't value what you write until you associate a value to it. So I would go ahead and put their 2 rupees or 1 rupee or whatever cents and have that sold. So it was not the attitude that I wanted to make money, but it's just a thing that what people would value.
Yeah.
So making something out of nothing is something I have always been seeing myself as different. For a fun fair, once we were asked to put some stalls, and my mom went ahead and put some bale stall, and we had losses of 200 rupees. And there goes a neighbor who just kept 6 bottles and had collect 2 rupees an entry fee, no zero-cost investment, just get some bottles and hit. And that struck me, look, this is business, where you have low. And so I think it's a process of being an entrepreneur.
No.
So it's not that age would stop you till you drive. And as you said about the market value share, I think those are the goals we set. Someone can never be happy with 100 million. And someone would just say, no, I just didn't do, I made a difference. Like you say, the chai wala or the railway station or a guy selling. It's just what you feel satisfied of, what your goals are.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Can I ask a lady's age, Kalpana?
Okay, I am a mom of 2 kids and still willing to be an entrepreneur, and I don't see any destination, although I haven't, you know, to be honest, had the right mentorship, but I've seen this passion, so I do argue about the age factor.
Yes.
And even to listen to this show, I had to have, like, last 2 weekends, I've been trying to call. Now, as you said, yes, age does put you restrictions. In my case, even to get into this, I have to find some time out of my kids.
Yes.
But see, eventually, I did make it to the third show to call you.
And you need
family support, I think. It's very important. And and a family background, like my grandfather is probably, my dad comes from a class, he's a middle-class working person.
Yeah.
But my grandfather was a person who, at the age of 75, went ahead and learned a two-wheeler, and he was a very successful business. So there the risk-taking part comes.
Kalpana, take a breath. What do you do?
Well, there are a lot of things I do, so I wouldn't wish to answer that.
Okay.
But yes, I'm in the IT field.
Okay.
And doing something off and on. A lot of these days, getting big into networking, having different kinds of networking, kids level networking, professional level networking. So I've just begun and into this and yeah.
All right.
And my,
So mother of something. So mother of two of indeterminate age, Kalpana. I love the passion in your voice. Send me an email, radio@rohit.com, R-A-D-I-O okay. at R-O-O-H-I-T.com. I love the passion in your voice. I'd be happy to help any which way I can in terms of helping you realize your entrepreneurial goals.
Oh, thank you so much, Rohit. And this is to all the moms that as kids, this is the environment that you build. It's not that you go and teach them. It's by practice and by these things you make a successful entrepreneur in the longer run. It cannot happen in one day.
Great. Mm-hmm. No, well said.
I value your perspectives and I value your opinions. I'm having to sort of cut this out because all my lines are lit up. All my lines have been lit up for the last 10 minutes and I'm trying to get some other folks in here. But I would love to hear more of your perspectives. So thanks so much for your call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Great. We're talking about age versus entrepreneurship. Phone number to studios is 408-912-5565. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Sapne Salamat. My name is Nayan.
Nayan, can you please turn your radio down?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Sapne Salamat. My name is Nayan.
Welcome to the show, Nayan. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Sunnyvale. And I had a comment, like somebody just mentioned that Narayan Murthy and all, they started in late 40s. I think that's not very correct. But I still agree that, yes, you can start at any age. You gave the example of Sam Walton.
Right.
I think in India, there is our very own, Oberoi, M.S. Oberoi. I think he also started at a pretty old age. So my take on this is if you really have a passion and if you really are serious about building a business, it's like a six-year window. So it's this 6 years in which you establish something and then you get to live off that. That's how I think people I have interacted with think about a business. That, okay, in the 6 years frame, I have to establish something which will get me going for the rest of my life. So if you start away, definitely you get to enjoy the fruit if you are successful for the rest of your life. But I think even if you had started age 60 and considering an American retirement of 65, if you're serious enough of achieving something, in these 5 to 6 years, you can achieve something and live off it for the rest of your life.
Okay. So let me give you two quick answers. I just looked up the information on Narayan Murthy online as you were on the call. Narayan Murthy apparently was born in 1946, started Infosys 1981, so that's about 35 years old. So it's neither here nor there. But anyway, that's, I don't want to squibble. More importantly, it's interesting that you come up with this magic number of six. I've heard of all kinds of magic numbers. The Chinese talk about eight. There's a lot of people that talk about lucky seven. What's the story behind the six?
Yeah, the story behind it is it's my number, so it's correct. It's a magic number. But why I arrived at this number is, like, let's say...
Is it the same number of letters in your name, Nayan?
I don't know. It's fine, I think. So what I think is generally, whenever I read, it says that it takes nearly 1.5 years for you to get a hold of the business and make sense whether you're going to break even, make profit or something, and then 3 years to hang on to the business and survive that phase. Like I heard somewhere that some successful entrepreneur said, if you survive the first 3 to 4 years, then you make it. So that's why I give another 3 years to come up with this magic number of 6 years. That, okay, if you're able to survive the first three and then make decent profit for the rest three, you are on track and pretty much set for the rest of your life.
I think it's an interesting perspective. I'm not sure I necessarily buy into it, and I'm not sure I'd necessarily encourage my listeners to buy into it, but it's definitely one perspective, and I respect that. Because just going by that logic, the three-part guys should have gone home a long time ago and not waited for 11 years to get a $2 billion exit. But no, I respect your perspective.
My main point here was, like, not the number of years, but it's like the right contacts. If you have the right contacts, I guess, it generally takes time, but you know that you're going to succeed. So if you have the right contacts, that's how I have been playing around with a lot of ideas, but I never got to the stage where I can start off thing, because I think that I am like I need a team. As an individual, I really cannot do everything that is required for an entrepreneur.
Thank you for your call, Nan. Really appreciate it. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit Chandra. This is Santosh Kulkarni, and I really, really enjoy this program, and I have a couple of comments to make.
Fire away, sir.
Sure. This is age versus when we start our business.
Correct.
And as you rightly said, 20 years from now, we are going to regret what we have not done for last 20 years.
Correct.
And generally, many people say, hey, I'm 55 now, and I'm 65 now, and I cannot do. I want to ask them all, then, when you are going to be 25 again in this life?
Mm.
Right.
So we are not going to become younger. We are going to become elder. So the right age is today.
Very interesting.
And most important thing in the life is Sapne Salamat.
I love you just for that, Santosh.
We can do anything. And Rohit, I want to add a couple of more points. I am employed, but I started small business for my wife, and we did good. I mean, now she can see over to my income. And that was really, really a great thing.
Too bad she's already married, huh?
it was a small business. It is a small business, and it's most important you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And another thing, this program really inspired me. I want to write a book in my life, but I have not started. I started, I gave up. I think today when I hear that 20 years from now, I don't want to regret why I didn't start that book.
You're so right, Santosh, because I wanted to write a book for so long and I've never done it myself. That's one of my dreams is to write a book.
So it's not only about the business, but there are many initiatives in the life we want to take. And the right thing, we whatever the dream is, it could be a book, it could be a singing, it could be a cricket or anything. The most important thing is keep the Sapne Salamat and start.
Yep. And I love your perspective. The right time, the right age is now. Very well said, my friend.
Yes, Rohit. And all the best. And this program is inspiring many, many minds in the Bay Area and as well as whoever is listening outside there.
Great. Thank you, Santosh. Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello?
Yes, Sapne Salamat caller.
Yeah, hi, this is Padmaja.
Padmaja, Sapne Salamat, quickly tell us your perspectives on age versus entrepreneurship.
Sapne Salamat, today the discussion is about the age factor, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I mean to say that to be an entrepreneur, there is not required of any age factor. You can be anytime, you can start, because I have seen my own father when he's just 20 years, he started his own business. When he got some other family problems, when he was a 50th age, again, he just came back. He didn't have any money at time, but still because of his passion, courage, and boldness, ready to take risk, again, he started his business at the age of 50. Now he's a successful man.
Fantastic.
So age doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. Whatever, if you have that risk to take it, yeah, you can do it.
Great. Thank you for those perspectives, Padmaja. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks, we've completely run out of time here. This has been a very interesting, fascinating, enjoyable discussion. We've done 2 weeks of talking about age versus entrepreneurship, and it's been completely fascinating. And my phone line switchboard is completely lit up at this point. I really want to apologize to the callers that are currently on hold, folks. I'm sorry we will not be able to get to you today, but please do keep calling. We really, really, really honestly do appreciate your feedback and do appreciate your perspectives. We love contrarian viewpoints. We've brought on several folks that have had contrarian viewpoints. We ourselves are looking for interns to come help out with various different aspects. So if you're looking to help out, please do get in touch with us. You can find us on the web on ruhit.com/radio. Big shout out to Sanjay Gajendra and the Ruku and Rajan and a whole bunch, Bhaskar and a whole bunch of volunteer folks that have come on in the last couple of weeks and are trying to pull this effort together. But keep listening, keep telling your friends, and folks, keep those dreams alive. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, dosto. Welcome to Jeans, T-shirt and Tie, the only Desi talk show of its kind anywhere in the whole world. Have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Then this show is dedicated